I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. Jonah Carey exposits on the Expos, late of Montreal. But first, it's said that Geronimo played baseball with his fellow Apache prisoners at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Today, Native kids play everywhere, on grassy fields, in sandlots, and in warehouses. Navajos light up social media and messaging networks each time Jacoby Ellsbury comes to bat. Only a Game's Ken Shulman recently traveled to New Mexico to meet a Navajo team that combines lore of their tribal nation with a national pastime.
Corey Allison's in a bit of a spot. The musician from Farmington, New Mexico, has been a Red Sox fan ever since his cousin Jacoby Ellsbury was drafted by the club in 2005. Corey's sister Shauna even sang this Navajo song at Fenway Park before an April 2008 game. Now that Ellsbury's signed with the New York Yankees, Allison and lots of other Navajo fans aren't quite sure what to do with the Red Sox loyalty. Wear their t-shirts, golf bags, hats, license plates, banners, and coffee mugs. Corey Allison even has Bo Sox boxer shorts.
A lot of B's have been removed. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of the B logos, the Red Sox logos, flags are pretty much at half mast, I guess you can say.
Navajo Nation may have broken away from Red Sox Nation, but baseball is more popular than ever in Indian Country. Part of that's due to Ellsbury and other recent Native MLB stars like pitcher Jobber Chamberlain. But part of it has to do with the nature of baseball and with being Navajo.
Being Navajo is being able to handle the struggles of life and to understand that in order to be successful, you're going to get knocked down more than once.
Dineh Benali is a youth baseball coach with teams in Farmington and Albuquerque. He learned baseball as a kid on a reservation in Shiprock, where New Mexico borders with Colorado, Utah, and Arizona. The Four Corners was the Navajo ancestral home until 1864, when the tribe was forcibly marched to a desolate reservation 500 miles away.
Baseball is about failure, and I think life is about failure. You're going to fail more than you succeed. In baseball, you know, you can hit the ball out of 10 times, hit the ball 3 times, you're considered a Hall of Famer.
Benali's had his share of hardship and failure. Growing up on the reservation was fun, but farm chores often kept him off the ball field. And when he did play, there wasn't much in the way of coaching. Still, the tall right-hander was MVP of his all-Navajo high school team. He pitched 2 years in junior college, then he got a break, a chance to make the team at New Mexico State University, and to prove that a boy from the res could play Division I ball. He threw well in tryouts, but was cut on the final day.
I think about that day. I was so close to becoming a D1 athlete. And came down to the cut, and, you know, they picked this other kid.
It was tough not making the team, but Benali rallied. He thought about his ancestors on that long walk from Four Corners, and he thought about what he'd learned. A few years after graduation in 1999, Benali started a youth team to give Navajo kids the type of training he wishes he'd had growing up. He called the team Nat'ani, a word with 2 I's and 4 A's that's hard for Anglos to pronounce. In Navajo, it means leader. He scoured the state for native talent, boys born on and off the res who he could shepherd towards college baseball and maybe even the pros.
Going to U of A, it's almost like I'm not representing myself, but I'm representing my culture.
Vince Littleman is one of Benali's success stories. The Navajo left-hander joined Nat'ani when he was 14. In 2009, he went to the University of Arizona on a baseball scholarship. D1 competition was tough, and there was some culture shock.
All the players were, when I met him, and I told him I was Native American, he's like, dude, you're the first Native American I've ever met. And then they always ask, like, silly questions, like, do you guys still live in teepees, or, like, do you guys hunt buffalo? I'm like, no, dude. That's in the textbooks. Now, in the modern age, I live in a house. I drive a car just like you do. I go to the supermarket if I want food.
Being Navajo didn't keep Littleman from pitching for Arizona, and he got along fine with his teammates over 4 years. He's injured now, but he hopes he can get his arm back in shape for an MLB tryout. In the meantime, he helps out at Nat'ani, trying to pass on the things he learned there and in college ball. He says that having Indian stars in the major leagues lifts natives out of the past and into the present for mainstream America.
You know, it's almost like we're like a lost race. We get that image of being non-existent. And when you're on the stage where Chamberlain is or Jacoby Ellsbury, it gives them awareness that, like, we're still here. It's almost like we're making a footprint in history, like opening their eyes, like, these guys can play.
Hey, you're going to one now.
Here in Farmington, 12 to 16-year-old hopefuls take infield practice with Colorado's snow-capped La Plata Mountains hulking in the distance. Matthew Duncan is a 13-year-old shortstop, big for his age, with a quick bat and a good throwing arm. He's Navajo. He doesn't speak the language, but his father does.
How come you want to play baseball?
Because I want to be in the MLB when I get older.
Do you think it's good for natives to play baseball?
Yes.
How come?
Because it'll show that natives could do whatever the people can do, like around the United States.
Nat'ani is no longer just for native players. Any kid can join if he has talent and desire. But the logo and rhythm and ethos are still Navajo. Dine Benali wants his players to learn more than how to turn a double play. He wants them to tap into the tribal soul, to find the strength to stick it out when times get tough, because they will get tough.
That's where they'll show them if they're really a true Nat'ani, if they're going to train and get up and work harder, or if they're going to lay around and quit. That's why I tell them, are you Nat'ani? They look at me, okay. They know what I'm talking about.
Navajo kids have lots of sports to choose from today. Basketball's extremely popular, so is football, and rodeo, though mostly on the res. Those who choose baseball, at least at Nat'ani, can reclaim a piece of their legacy on the diamond. And they can dream big. Look up at the native players in the big leagues and say, why can't that be me? For Only a Game, I'm Ken Schulman.
To view Ken Schulman's pictures of the Navajo Reservation, please visit onlyagame.org.